Last month marked the 17th anniversary of the death of a very influential rabbi called simply the Rebbe. Menachem Mendel Schneerson was the last leader of the Orthodox Jewish movement known as Chabad. From his headquarters in Crown Heights, Brooklyn, he expanded the movement into what it is today, arguably the most visible face of Judaism around the world. Reporter Daniel Estrin paid a visit to the movement's Brooklyn headquarters, where adherents are keeping their late spiritual leader's presence alive and where some expect to see him again.
I caught Rabbi Moshe Kotlarsky on one of the few days he's actually back at headquarters. More often than not, he's on a plane, on his way to meet with the emissaries he's dispatched across the globe. There are 4,124 married couples located on every continent, except Antarctica.
Take the Far East, for instance. We're in Thailand, we're in Koh Samui, in Chiang Mai, in Phuket, Pattaya, in Nepal, in Kathmandu, and in Pokhara. Zambia, Zimbabwe, Cameroon, Uganda. There are Jews in places where you wouldn't imagine.
But in many of those places, there's no rabbi or active Jewish community. That's where the Chabad representatives come in.
It is our job to set an example.
Setting an example isn't always easy. Recently, it was tragic. In the 2008 Mumbai terror attack, a Chabad center was targeted and the emissaries lost their lives. In many places, the emissaries are the only recognizably Jewish people around. The man wearing a long beard and black fedora, and his wife covering her hair with a wig for modesty. And they don't always get a warm welcome, either. Some local Jews call them proselytizers. Rabbi Kotlarsky is aware of the sensitivity.
We don't have a right to impose, but we do have a right to set an example.
Chabadniks, as they're known, try to bring Jews into the fold. They're not looking to convert outsiders. On Hanukkah, emissaries light jumbo menorahs at the Champs-Élysées, the Kremlin, and the Great Wall of China. In South America, they host thousands of backpackers for the traditional Passover meal, many of them young Israelis looking for a spiritual fix. But when they're stateside, there's one address in Brooklyn the emissaries always migrate to.
Right there, this building is called 770 Eastern Parkway.
Most call it 770. It's an old Gothic mansion and Chabad World Headquarters. Rabbi Simon Jacobson gave me a tour.
So it's on many levels. It's a very profound space. People come here. We'll go inside, and I'll show you.
The Rebbe, the movement's last spiritual leader, prayed, lectured, and worked here until his death in 1994. Jacobson used to be one of the Rebbe's scribes. Today, he teaches classes through his Meaningful Life Center. He explains why so many people still flock here so many years after the Rebbe's death.
From a more mystical perspective, you know, when a holy man or a tzaddik, a rebbe, spends time in a place and he prays there and he cries there and he sees people, you know, we believe that the physical stones and the physical desk and the bookshelves become saturated with the holiness.
As the Rebbe transformed the movement into a global network, this building began to take on a life of its own. Duplicates of 770 started popping up around the globe. In Milan, Melbourne, Sao Paulo, Ukraine, and Israel, you can't miss the brick Gothic replicas. And more duplicates of 770 are in the works. Standing outside 770, Rabbi Joseph Spielman of England says he believes there's a hidden meaning in the address of Chabad headquarters. He explains it with Hebrew numerology, in which letters have numerical value.
Beis Mashiach, in other words, in translation, the house of Mashiach, is the numerical value of 770.
You mean that this is the house of the Messiah, Bet Mashiach?
Yeah, correct, yeah. This is the Rebbe's Mashiach, and this is his home.
When the Rebbe was alive, some of his followers believed him to be the long-awaited Messiah. 17 years after his death, there are still those who fervently believe that, especially those who pray at 770.
What are you guys singing?
What are we singing?
Yeah, what are you singing?
In English?
Yeah.
The long live the Rebbe King Mashiach forever and ever.
Leaders of the movement do not support this belief, says Bela Olidort, editor-in-chief of Chabad's official news service. She prefers a different interpretation of 770. It's the numerical equivalent of faratzta, a biblical word meaning to spread out, which is exactly what the Rebbe encouraged, not just to headquarters at 770, but branches of the movement around the world. That was his legacy, says Maya Balakirsky-Katz, author of The Visual Culture of Chabad.
He did not leave his followers with nothing. Instead of him naming an heir, he named the building. You know, everyone's like, well, why didn't he name an heir? Why didn't, you know? He did. 770.
That global network of Chabad centers, Kat says, is helping keep the movement alive without him. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin, 770 Eastern Parkway, Crown Heights, in Brooklyn, New York.